Good morning, ladies. Are you awake? You alive? You need to give, I know, you're alive, you're breathing. Give yourselves a round of applause because you made it here, okay? It's well deserved. You never know what you have to deal with the morning of. There's been many times, even trying to get to a speaking opportunity, my dog has, you know, I wake up and there's diarrhea because she ate something. Yes, it's lovely. The things that we have to do just to get somewhere. You definitely need to be giving yourselves a round of applause. Well, it is an absolute joy to be here. I love getting to speak with Momco groups. I led a group of my own for 10 years, and it was just such a blessing to my own life. I obviously love Momco. I now work for them. And so I'm just really happy to be here with you all. So before we get started, I know you just did raffles, but I also love to give raffles because moms like free stuff, right? Okay, so it's truth time. I would love to know who here thinks they got the least amount of sleep last night. Okay? There's always a few. I'm like, okay, and what? How many hours, minutes did you get? Less than five. Can anyone beat that? Or come close? Okay, let's give her a round of applause. Somebody come on up and grab this little Starbucks treat for yourself. Okay, now I would love to know whose birthday is closest to today. Oh, when is your birthday? Oh, yes, it is very close. Congratulations. Here you go. Do I have any other March birthday? I do. You're going to get one too. Here you go. Congratulations. You were fast. You were on that. Okay, enjoy, you guys. Everybody needs a Starbucks, right? Even if you're not a coffee drinker, that's fine. You can have tea. Okay, well, before we get started, I would love to just take a minute and introduce you to my family. Here they are. I have three kiddos. I have a 15-year-old, a 12-year-old, and an 8-year-old. And I always like to preface it the fact, yes, I homeschool, but it's hybrid, okay? They go to campus 2 days a week. Sometimes people are like, how are you doing all of this? And so it has really been great for our family. Fun fact about my oldest. He is what you would call a sports enthusiast. Okay? Here's what I mean about this. If you are in the room and he is watching the game and you're not watching the game, I guarantee you will be watching the game because at any given moment he will let out a resounding, let's go! Let's go! I'm going to show you what I mean.
That's it.
Isn't he adorable? Oh my gosh, he's so cute. He's so much bigger now too. But you know, he's a faithful, loyal fan to the game. And the players through the process, you know, there's highs and lows, yet he stays faithful. That's how I see our God too. He's cheering us on along the way in our faith journeys. But what I also just want to be able to say is that's how I hope you leave this room here today. I want you to feel, let's go, all right? We're talking about a subject that, you know, I titled this talk, Isn't Friendship Supposed to Get Easier? Because you go through the process of junior high and high school, and there's hardships along the way, and you think it might just be this magical, easy thing when we're adults. And the truth is, it's actually not. So a couple disclaimers. Here's what I want you to do. Anytime that you are receiving any sort of content, whether it's in church or online, we all need to have a teachable posture, right? So we don't read the Bible once and just think we're good, right? We're always taking on new things. So anything that you may have heard today, you've already heard before, it's gonna land differently because you're in this season of life. And so come before with a teachable posture. If you can take away one small thing, just one, anytime any speaker gets on this stage, that is progress. And that is what we are striving for. Practice makes perfect, lie, right? I hate that saying. We are striving for progress. Now, something else I don't want you to do, as you're hearing about all of these tips and tricks in regards to finding friends or being a good friend, I don't want you to think about Kristen, who's one of your friends, and how she should really be hearing all of these things so that she can be a better friend to you, okay? We're going to be looking at ourselves and the ways that we can implement healthy change. Are you with me? Okay, it is seriously my heart for all women to be able to have some solid friendships. We are designed and made for community, right? All right, so to begin, here is what I know. At the Mom Co., we actually do a ton of research. We want to know every year, even when we're creating the theme, how we can best be serving moms. And so we recently actually partnered with an organization called the Barna Group, and they are a Christian research firm. And we put out a study on the state of motherhood post-COVID. How do you think that study looks? Yes, thank you. I love the interaction. It is awful. And just to point out a few, this barely scratches the surface, but ultimately, we are acknowledging that moms are really struggling with spiritual, relational, and emotional poverties. So this first one, 78% of moms report debilitating symptoms of anxiety and depression. Now, I like to actually point on the fact that it says debilitating. So we are not talking about just high-functioning anxiety and depression, but debilitating to the point they can't even get out of bed. Two, 3 in 4 moms feel that they are desperately lonely and have reported having one or no close friends. And then 3 in 4 churches report declining attendance among young families. Now, I share these not because I want to be a downer. Now, even Jenna over here, right? You're becoming a first-time mom. This is not good news for you. She's like, oh my gosh. No, that is not why. But it's to point out that I bet all of you can relate to at least one of these that's on the screen. And so it just points out that you're not alone when you are feeling hardship. All the more reason why we need community like this and we need friendships. So, our culture, I will admit, makes relationships and the idea of friendship kind of hard as well, right? The iconic show Friends. Who loves Friends? I love Friends, okay? It's not a debate on Friends. But here's the thing. Friends, they're literally showing up at each other's homes in a coffee shop in the middle of the day. And they're all even supposed to be working adults, right? Like, it is not painting this realistic picture on easy friendship and just producing time with each other. But here's the thing. Another huge barrier, you guys, to healthy friendships is this next step. Moms are on their phones 4 to 7 hours a day. A day. Okay, we're all guilty of this, but this is becoming a problem. We're on here. We're not looking up. We're not making phone calls. We're not reaching out. And this has actually become an even bigger problem within the next generation of kids. That's a whole nother talk, right? So that is a barrier in itself. We are busy raising the next generation, and like everything else, our kids are watching our every move, how we communicate, how we build relationships. So we have to be able to figure out a way to do better at this. So let's dive into a definition on friendship. Friendship. Defined in simple words, friendship is 2 or more people who support each other through life. A friend is someone who has your best interest at heart, and it's to support, right? So support is to bear all or part of the weight and to hold up. So when I say the word friendship, I don't know where you're at. Maybe you are actually wanting to pursue having more friends, or maybe you simply just want to learn how to truly be a good friend. So we're going to touch on all of that, but before we do, here's what I want us to do. I want you all to take a big deep breath, okay? We are moms, we are in a hustle. We do not breathe, ladies, you don't breathe, okay? So on the count of 3, I want you to breathe in deeply and then exhale. 1, 2, 3, breathe in. And breathe out. Don't you see how that one small discipline, how quickly there's oxygen to your brain and your heart calms? implement this in your daily life, okay? Just take deep, good breaths. All right, here we go. We are going to dive in. There's going to be lots of tips, tricks, so get out your notes, be ready. But again, if you can walk away with one thing, then you are making progress. All right, first tip of the day is to get out of your head. How we view ourselves, if we are viewing ourselves as unworthy or constantly criticizing ourselves, then how are we going to be able to put ourselves out there to be able to receive new friendships, okay? We are our worst critic. You guys, we tell ourselves things that we would never in a million years tell a best friend. According to the National Science Foundation, on average, a human being has 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts a day. Guess what? 80% of those thoughts are negative. 95% of them are repetitive. Our brains have so much power, and we have to begin to change this trajectory on how we think and model it for our kids. So here's a challenge for you. At the end of the day, when you get in bed, here's what I know is happening. There is a hamster wheel, okay? It's running fast. Is it positive? No. You are literally thinking of everything you did wrong for the day. So we are going to change that. I want you to write down three things that you did right for the day. Power of positivity. It's going to send you on a whole different train. All right, so you need to get out of your head. Another thing in this headspace that we like to do is we like to create a narrative that is simply not true. Here's what I mean by that. You decide you want to invite a friend to something that you've got going on. So you send a text. It's crickets. You're like, oh, she just doesn't want to go. Gosh, is she mad at me? Oh, I bet she's with Anne. Okay, you're spiraling. When in reality, the poor mom had a blow-up diaper, a kid threw up, right? Her day was full, and her phone actually died, so she never even saw the text. Stop creating the narrative that's negative, that's not even true. Another thing that we like to do is we like to assume that somebody might not receive maybe a proposal that we're giving because they already have too many friends. Don't assume people don't need more friends. Someone might look like they don't need more friends, but you have no idea what's actually going on. And we have many different friends that serve for different seasons of our life, okay? So you're going to get out of your head. Two, this is specifically if you're really trying to make some more friends. I like to say, look up, all right? One of the tenets for this year's theme, Wild Hope, is to be open to receive. Think about the natural rhythms that you have going on already in your life. Now, most of you probably have really little, so maybe you're not fully dived into the sports world quite yet, but just think about your current rhythms, school pickup, or just play dates that you kind of are going around. Even at the park, even when you're at a park, just being able to look up. I think that we always sometimes create this perfect friend that we want, a friend that maybe checks off all the boxes. But that's not what we need. Okay, not every friend has to check off all the boxes. So just look up, get off the phone. Lean into maybe a conversation that you can have, and you'd be surprised what friendships can come out of that. Sometimes you might even have to make friends for the sake of your kids. All right, my high schooler, so we homeschooled, and we just launched him into public high school. Big deal, ladies, okay? Do I have grays? Yes. I just got my hair dyed. It's a big deal. But here's the thing. I knew as exhausted and overmaxed as I am, I had to dive in and make friends with those moms. And so they actually put out this ask. He joined football the first semester, which he never played football in a day in his life, all right? More grace. However, they said, hey, we need somebody to host a freshman mom's 101, you know, gathering in their home. And I was like, oh, man, I so have to say yes to this. And I did. So 45 strangers came to my home, and I'm an extrovert, all right? It still doesn't mean that stuff isn't hard. But I invited them in, and I'm so glad I did it. I said yes, and I immediately had phone numbers, and we were beginning to support each other, and so I had to become friends for the sake of my kid. So look up. Next, this is a big one. Don't compare. Now, there's always going to be super unique friendships that are you're surrounded by. Maybe even within this group, you felt some people are closer than others. All right, but truly, being jealous or, you know, envious of it, it is not productive. It's actually destructive. There's always going to be something that we don't have that we want. And so we have to get out of ourselves and just wishful thinking for that. Even simple things, like I always wish I had a sister, right? Sometimes it's easy to look at sister relationships that I wish I had, but it's destructive. That's not helping me in my relationships. Now, I said the word compare. So anytime I say that word, I have to address this. And it's social media. You saw the stat. Moms are on their phones 4 to 7 hours a day. So, first and foremost, when you are posting something, now again, you don't need to invite everybody to all the things, okay? You are going to have sometimes relationships that maybe you're just going to get together with a few friends, and there might be some friends that were left out. So gut check when you're posting things. And if you know what? I know so-and-so might feel a little left out by this post. Don't post it. You have the pictures. You have the memories. You don't need to post it. But two, this is more for an individual self thing. As you are scrolling, and you start to scroll, and you feel this, oh, I should do that. I should do that. Put the phone down, okay? That's becoming negative mindset. It's so different than when you're scrolling, and you start to be saying, oh my gosh, I want to do that, right? You are inspired into a gift that you actually have. Because oftentimes, you guys, we are striving sometimes to achieve something that in all honesty, we aren't even wired to do. So it's knowing who you are, how you're gifted, and just setting some healthy boundaries on that sort of thing. All right, number four, be the friend you want. Now this is a big one, and I actually like to tie it to the tenet of building endurance. And here's why. You might be the friend that you want, and you might not be on that receiving end sometimes in some of these relationships. But Philippians 2:3-4 says, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your interests, but take interest for others too. Be the friend you want. Here's my first point. Show up. Mother's intuition is a real thing. I also believe friend intuition is a real thing. All right, for a quick little example, you know, I had a friend that had a significant loss. I'm not, you know, I don't like saying this, but she had a stillborn, all right? It's not gonna happen to anybody here, but unique situation. The thing I asked her with that kind of loss that she was the most afraid of was she said, I'm worried people will forget. So our friend crew, we made it our mission to never forget. And every night before his birthday, we bring the balloon of the age that he would be because that's what she would have been doing the next day. And we celebrate his life. We will never forget you show up. Mandy, our CEO at MomCo, she often says to be pushy with our love. And I love that because I think that in the day and age that we live in and with the screens, we've lost a lot of that. Get creative, you guys. Nobody's going to turn away if you show up on somebody's doorstep with a cup of coffee, right? But we're not doing that. We don't invite people to our homes anymore. We don't show up at people's homes anymore because we think, oh my gosh, I don't want to burden them. Let's change this. Let's get back to meeting people and showing up. And you can Venmo a $5 gift card and just say, I'm thinking about you. Send a text. It's the simplest thing sometimes. Now, if you're really desiring to create something, I always say, create what you want. So there was a time in my life where I was feeling incredibly isolated, so busy, leading group, all the things, but felt lonely. Sometimes in leadership, you can feel lonely. So I decided to create what I wanted. And what I wanted was to be able to have a consistent group of girlfriends who I acknowledged I wanted to do life with in a deeper way. And so I simply sent out a text and said, hey, I'd love to meet every other week. Now you could do it as often as you want, once a month. But the goal of this is you're gonna come, we're gonna sit, we're gonna have snacks, we're gonna have some wine if you want, or sparkling water, whatever, or tea, whatever it is. And we're gonna really dive in on what's going on in our lives so that we can actively know how we can be praying for each other. I've had these girls groups, and one has met for 15 years now. So create what you want. Amy Weatherly is a speaker and author and a friend, and she once said something that stuck with me. And she said that there was a time in her life where she had 2 hours of free time, okay? So she's like, I want to go play tennis. So tennis is not my pick, but that's okay. But I want to go play tennis. So what did she do? She started to text all the women that she knew and would ask if they wanted to join her. Over and over again, she would get no's. But instead of looking at that no as a rejection, she changed the perspective on it. She still felt encouraged because she was looking at the fact that she was giving an invitation, right? She was opening the door. So how we look at those things. So I encourage you to open the door. And if people say no, it's not because they're saying no to you. They're just saying no because life is busy. But you still are opening the door of invitation. All right, let's get through. I know this was a big one. Be the friend you want. There's a lot here. Next, be vulnerable. Okay? Nobody wants to be friends with someone who has it all together. I'm not saying you have to air out your dirty laundry for all to hear, but we have to have a level of vulnerability, and I encourage that in this group. When we are vulnerable and we share, it opens the doors for others to feel safe to do the same thing. Brené Brown says something that I absolutely love. She says, authenticity is a collection of choices that we have to make every day. It's about the choice to show up and be real, the choice to be honest, the choice to let our true selves be seen. You never know what's going on with somebody, right? We are living in an image-driven culture. I look like I'm put together, but I will tell you guys, I've had the hardest year already of my life. We lost my grandmother, lost my grandpa 7 months ago. I'm on my period right now. Who's on their period? Say? Okay, my daughter freaked out in the morning, woke up my son, he comes running out as I'm trying to leave. Mom, 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 right? Okay. There's so much going on. Nobody has it all together. But if we can be vulnerable, that builds in our friendship. And so also, we have to be trustworthy. Gossip is toxic, and it rains high, especially within women's groups. So be trustworthy. Be the friend that you want. You would want your friend to be trustworthy. Empathy is a huge one. Actually putting yourself into someone else's shoes is true empathy. And then mutual respect. Within any friendship, there always has to be that mutual respect. You might not see eye to eye, but you can still have a level of admiring and respecting somebody, even through your differences. And lastly, is to listen. Adam McCuff has a book. This is a whole nother talk, but I'm just gonna say one thing that he says that I love. And he says, the problem is that silence and listening are not the same thing. Silence and listening are not the same thing. Now, we are all guilty of this, and half the time when listening, but if you are kind of creating an internal monologue of what you're going to say next or how you have a relatable story or how you're going to really help this person, then you're not actually listening. It's a huge discipline, one that we all can continuously work on. And we want someone to be an active listener for us, right? So we're going to be the friend that we want. All right, next. We are going to believe the best in a person. Now, this is not always easy. But in a relationship, if maybe you have something or, you know, you're a little disgruntled with a friend, I encourage you, first and foremost, believe the best in the person. Okay? Don't start creating a negative narrative immediately. Now, if you are the one that maybe has done something wrong, no better way to put it, own your crap, right? You show up and you give a genuine apology. Most people don't reject a genuine apology when it's given right. Now, let's say you are maybe in an argument or something has gone on. Pick up the phone, guys, all right? It is not something that should get worked out through text. Texting is a blessing and a curse, but in a text, how many times can you totally change the tone of how somebody meant to say something, right? So you've got to pick up the phone, have a conversation, or meet in person. There actually is a meme that I love, and it's hilarious. We're all guilty of this. When the Holy Spirit makes you delete the whole text and just reply with, okay. How many times have you all, I mean, really, we are all guilty of this, especially, I mean, this stuff is friendship, but it also, for those that are married, can go for our spouses too, right? I feel like I've probably done this so many times for my spouse. Just put it in the notes, guys. If you really feel like you've got to vent it out, put it in your notes, and then you do not need to hit send, but this one cracks me up because there's just so much truth to it. I believe that the deepest, strongest friendships are the ones that can have hard conversations. And you might find, you guys, sometimes the hard conversations aren't about your friendship. It's actually about the friendship within your children. But as moms, let's be the mom that can have the hard conversations in hopes to work things out and be able to move forward in our relationship. Now, I want to pause for 1 second. I do believe there are friendships sometimes that you may come across that maybe are becoming toxic. Don't be a martyr. It's okay sometimes to have to let a friendship go. And that's painful, and that's hard, and that's a whole nother thing. But I just wanted to be able to acknowledge that it's okay. Mary Angelou has a quote that I also love. This is one of my old teams. I loved the picture, so I put it with it. And she said, "I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel." So let's be committed to having healthy, hard conversations. All right, you guys still with me? Okay. 6. This is a hard one as well. To forgive, and I mean really forgive. How many times do we maybe say the simple words, "I forgive you," but we don't actually mean it? We're still hanging on. We're still harboring our hurt feelings along the way. We have to communicate. So again, this just goes back to being able to have a healthy, hard conversation. Comfort is the enemy of progress, right? So you have to maybe be able to go forward and communicate if somebody hurt you. Otherwise, resentment builds up, you guys. And that unforgiveness actually doesn't hold them hostage. It holds ourselves hostage. And that is no way to live. So we've got to be able to move forward. Isaiah 43:18-19 is the theme verse of Wild Hope for the year. And it says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." The third tenet this year is to live passionately. If we are harboring unforgiveness, trust me, you're gonna have a hard time fully living free and with passion. All right, 7. Setting realistic expectations. We can have very high expectations for the people that we love. And we need to set some realistic ones. A speaker, you may have even had her before, Donna Jones, she's a friend. She has said something that I absolutely love. It has just stuck with me for every relationship. And she said, "Expectation without communication leads to frustration." Right? Expectation without communication leads to frustration. So we need to be communicating. However, sometimes on the other side of that, I'm like, okay, but what if I did actually really communicate well? I communicated all my expectations, but they're not doing it. So we still have to make sure that we're holding realistic expectations of the people that we love. There is a meme that I love. I love memes, obviously. I'm very visual. I don't have a visual for this one, but I'm going to explain it. Where, you know, think about, you know, some moms, they're in a season and they are like high capacity, right? I mean, picture like the strongest turkey ceramic platter that you can think of that's gonna hold like a 50 pounder, right? And they're just like, let's go! They have high capacity. And then there are some moms where they truly are in the season and they are like the flimsiest paper plate that you get at Target. I have to be careful about what I am expecting from my friends, because they might not be in this big platter season of life. And that's okay, because we want to be able to support each other. Every friend, I said this before, does not need to be all the things. And we might have seasons where maybe we are that mom that's the big platter. So then it's our job to pour out more. And then we're going to have seasons where we need to be poured into more, and we need to receive it. All right, next, befriend your spouse. I know not everyone's married, and that's okay, but I just like to take a small minute on this one. You know, you get married, and it's blissful, right, in the beginning. Again, Jenna, I'm not trying to set you up for fear. Or anyone else that's not married. It is, but then what do? We get in this murkiness, and we start to literally see everything our spouse is doing wrong. This is probably in any relationship. We hold them to the standard that we often do for ourselves, right? We're our worst critic, but within marriage, we're also their worst critic. There's something to that. We are one, right? So I want to encourage you, just as you would have grace for yourself and writing down the three things that you did right for the day, let's try and point out the things that they are doing right. Encouragement breeds, it makes you want to do better, right? They need encouragement as well. And also, let's befriend them. Like, we spend time with our girlfriends, spend time with your spouse. Find creative ways, even if you have littles. Put on a movie, sit on the porch, you know? The small ways to just be able to have that time is super important. Okay, my last tip of the day. Ooh, no, you are fine. Making sure I'm good on time too. Now, again, I don't know where everyone's at in their faith. If you have faith, it does not matter. This group is for every and all mom, and that is exactly why I am so passionate about the Mom Co. We are here for community to learn and grow together. But I will say, from my own experience, I do boldly and firmly believe in the power of prayer. I have a friend. She had her son, and he was in public school. And he was bored, right? So she wanted to kind of figure out this whole homeschooling thing. And she said that she fervently prayed, multiple times a day, that entering this new homeschooling program, that she would just have one friend for each of her kids and for herself. So when she got there that first day, guess who she met? Me. And guess what I did? I was like, hi, have you ever heard of MOPS? Now Mom Co. And she's like, oh yeah. And I'm like, you wanna come? And she said yes, only purely because she needed a friend, right? And so she leaned in, she looked up, she was in her rhythms. But she said yes, and she came only for a year, but from there on, we became one of the closest friends, and my older two are the exact ages and in the classes of her two children, and I have this fun picture just to show you. They're all a lot older now, another friend is in that photo, but this was at the Harvest Crusade. I don't know if you're familiar with that, and it was just a very powerful time for the kids to get to be a part of, and we're just so grateful. So again, never discredit the power of prayer if you're specifically looking for certain friendships. Now, as I said before, use this group. I like to just set the tone, too, for Mom Co groups. Mom Co, you do not have to become besties at the table, okay? I don't even like the word besties. I feel like it's very, clicky. But what you do get to be guaranteed, and now some best friendships do come out of Mom Co, and that's beautiful. We love that. But this is a space where you get to come every other week or weekly, however you guys meet, and it's a safe space where you can be heard, you can be seen, you can be a listener for others. You get to exhale. So utilize this, lean into it. This is a beautiful space as you are navigating just life. Be vulnerable. Something else is the fact that our theme this year is wild hope, right? You saw those stats, and they don't lie. Moms are really hurting, and they need friends. So if you are looking for friends, just have that wild hope. There's something good waiting for you. So to close, I love to just take a minute and read the intro of our theme. We love each and every theme. I know next year's. I will not tell you. Be excited. But this one, Wild Hope, is so meaningful. And so we're going to breathe again. And I just want to read the intro over you. And I just want you to be able to have that moment of lowering your shoulders and being able to just be. So on the count of three, let's take another breath. One, two, three. Breathe in. And breathe out. Do you ever feel like your pilot light has gone out? Like the spark that once fueled your passion, clarity, and energy has been dimmed under the mental load of motherhood? Perhaps it's the need to make 1 million decisions a day. There's so many decisions. That causes you to never really feel confident that you're doing it right. Maybe you are in a season where you feel you are not showing up well for yourself or others, just going through the motions trying to get to the end of the week. That is about to change because we are declaring this is the year of new things. A new season needs a new strategy, and we choose wild, contagious hope. Hope is not a passive exercise in wishing. It's an active approach to living life engaged. Hope is generative. In Proverbs 13:12, we read, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life." Hope provides clarity, vision, and vitality. Looking at the adversity and the division that seems to be seeping into the fabric of our culture, hope offers another option, the opportunity to see new paths and ways of living that we might not have considered before. It reminds us that we can make a positive difference in our families and communities, and that tough times will not paralyze us. Hope requires courage and trust because to see the new thing God is doing likely means going into the wilds. Paths that take us through uncomfortable places and challenges that nourish our deepest longing. God is doing something new, and we can get our hopes up. So this year and this semester, I encourage you to be open to receive, to build endurance, and to live passionately. I encourage you to get off your phones, to set some time blocks for that, to live each and every day like it's a gift. On the way here, I was just thinking about how it's so easy for all of us. We are just full of distraction. Our task lists, everything that we have going on, and those are good things. You guys, first and foremost, you need to know you are doing a good job, right? You are raising the next generation, and that's a big deal. But man, what would our days look like if we really were living with intentionality and not being so distracted by everything coming at us? I think it would change a lot. So let's have wild hope, be the friend we want, and not be afraid to invite others in. You with me? Let's go. All right, let me close us in prayer. Well, God, I just thank you for this space. I thank you for each and every woman that is here today. God, everyone is carrying something. I know that. And I would just pray that you have met her exactly where she's at today. God, I would pray just a blessing over every family that is represented here today. I know just being in women's ministry, moms have a lot going on, and whether there's health issues or behavioral issues or marriages are having struggles or there's negative self-talk, whatever it is that she is holding, God, I would just pray that she would feel a supernatural peace from your spirit. May each and every one of these moms walk out of this door feeling like, let's go. Let's live a life of intentionality and not of fear, with open hands and just excitement. May she feel encouraged that the work she is doing, there is no other important work. She is raising the next generation, and it is beautiful, it's an honor, it's hard, but you are good, and we have community, so we thank you for it. It's in your mighty name we pray, amen. Thanks, you guys.